One of the things we did before we went into foster care is we talked to a priest about it. He had extensive experience with foster care and adoption himself. And he told us that by far this was going to be the hardest thing we ever did in our life, but it was also going to be the most rewarding. And he definitely hit it on the head. Not every family is going to be the same. The parents are going to come from different backgrounds. The kids are going to have different experiences with their birth parents and the trauma that they went through. So it's going to vary from family to family, but it was definitely an intense experience for us.
November is National Adoption Month. With us today to tell us about her experience as a foster and adoption parent is Jennifer Hawk. Jennifer, welcome to the program.
Hi, Father.
I guess the easiest question and right out of the gate question is, what inspired you to be a foster parent and later then to adopt three brothers?
Well, my husband and I had one child, and we were suffering through infertility and things like that, and we wanted more children. So we looked into our options and decided foster care was the option we wanted to pursue. And so we went that direction and decided that we were going to leave it up to God how many children we took in, and God sent us sibling groups, and that's where we started.
I mean, I imagine most people, I don't think they're familiar with the process of becoming a foster parent. Can you tell us about that experience?
In our situation, it's going to vary from state to state, but in our situation, we went through 10 weeks of classes and training, and we had to go through home inspections, meetings, birth parent visits. We did a lot of waiting, and there's a pretty thorough process that you go through in order to become foster parents.
And that's done by the state, right?
Yes.
Okay. And I think another question might be, all right, you are taking into your home someone else's children.
Yes.
There's got to be some difficulties there, are there not?
Oh, definitely, definitely. One of the things we did before we went into foster care is we talked to a priest about it. He had extensive training and experience with foster care and adoption himself. And he told us that by far this was going to be the hardest thing we ever did in our life, but it was also going to be the most rewarding. And he definitely hit it on the head.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there's going to be different circumstances for different families. I mean, not every family is going to be the same. The parents are going to come from different backgrounds, the kids are going to have different experiences with their birth parents and the trauma that they went through, so it's going to vary from family to family, but it was definitely an intense experience for us.
And so did it strengthen the family? I think it might.
Absolutely. Absolutely. One of the things that we found is even though through all of our difficulties and everything that we went through, the frustrations and the ups and downs, the biggest thing for us was realizing how much God was impacting our family. And all of the positive moments in our lives revolved around living our life for God.
All right. And then, so if there were difficulties, I would imagine, because the way you're speaking, there have to be joy involved here. So
give us
some of the joyous moments.
One of the biggest joyous moments for us was the boys' baptism day. We had the boys for almost 2.5 years before we adopted them. And we brought them to church with us every Sunday. And because they were little at the time, they were 1, 2, and 3, we would take them up to communion with us, but they wouldn't go. They'd just watch. And every single Sunday, when am I going to get communion? When am I going to get communion? And we'd always tell them, when you're baptized, when we get to adopt you, you're going to get baptized, and then you can go to communion. And so when we baptized them, they were older. Our oldest boy was 5, and it was a huge deal. For them, baptism day was bigger than adoption day. And when our boys were baptized and they were getting communion for the very first time, my 5-year-old turned around and he looked straight at me. And foster children in general have a hard time making eye contact. He made eye contact with me and he whispered to me, "I just got communion, Mom." And that was one of the most joyous moments that they realized just how special it was.
That's amazing. That's an amazing story. And I know you don't like to be praised for doing what you're doing, so I'm not going to do that. But clearly God has a mission for you here. There's no doubt about that. Let me ask sort of the backside of this situation, and that is the birth mom.
Yes.
What kind of relationship is there between the mom and, let's say, the foster mom?
In our situation, these boys had supervised visitation with their birth mom for a couple of years, and so they would see her once a week. In our situation, I did see her every time, and I would talk to her, but there wasn't a whole lot of communication between the two of us. And then after her rights were terminated, she was no longer allowed to see the boys. And it's been about 8 years or so. But even now, today, we talk about her openly. I don't try and hide the fact that they're adopted or anything. We talk about it. And we talk about the fact that she may have made poor choices to the point where she couldn't keep them. But we are always going to love and respect her for the fact that she gave birth to them, and that's important. And in our situation, her birthday is actually March 25th. So we take the boys to liturgy on that day, and they get to light a 7-day candle, each of them. And they say a prayer for her and remember her on that day. And we kind of make it a special remembering their birth mom day.
Jennifer, many of our listeners may know you from the popular blog you have, Illumination Learning. Let's ask you, what inspired you to blog and what's been happening with that?
The interesting part about this is this really was born from the fact that we became foster parents. There was a lot of frustrations, a lot of things that we were going through, and I had to find ways to vent that and reflect on it and deal with the things that were going on with it. And I started writing, and I realized that all of the positive moments in our life centered around God. And so I started the blog kind of to share these moments with people and kind of just keep going with it and to help myself and to share it with other people. And it's kind of just evolved over the years from that. And now it's just I continue to share the moments that we have in our life, trying to inspire other people and telling them that it is possible to live your faith with your kids every day. Just take it one step at a time. It's not going to all happen all in one day where you're praying and you're going to church every Sunday and you're fasting. It's just little steps, and you build off of it, and it can happen.
Jennifer, listen, thank you for being with us today. We pray that God will continue to bless you and your family, your children, and give you strength and give you courage, because what you're doing is a wonderful thing. And I'm sure that as those boys look back to you when they do receive communion, they'll thank you all the days of their life for what you've done for them. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Father.